Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that in the gift of baptism, you have made us your children forever. Now, as we hear your word today and worship you, feed, nourish, and strengthen us to live to your glory and to the benefit and love of those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Wow. I don't know about you, but the last 3 weeks, the sermons have been really like, wow, right? I mean, gosh, I've been thinking and pondering those sermons and looking at my life about what it means to live as God's people in this world. We've talked several times about our citizenship being in heaven, and it's like, wow, it was hard. And there were times I'm like, dang, maybe I was a little too harsh, but the reality is sometimes we need to hear those things. And it's like, you know, wow, ooh, it's hard. It's a hard world to live in, that's for sure. And our sinfulness sure doesn't want us to live as God's children in this world, that's for sure too. Well, once again today, we hear in our lessons what it means to be God's children, part of His kingdom, citizens of heaven above in this world. And I thought a couple weeks ago as I was preparing for this message, I could just elaborate on more. And then after the 3 weeks, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to focus on something even more important. What does it mean in this world that our citizenship is in heaven? What does it really mean for you and for me each day, right? I mean, we get it. The law is there, and the law shows us how we're supposed to live. We get it. We all fail at living that way, and we mess up. And sometimes we get stuck there, right? We get stuck in the fact that we mess up. We get stuck in the fact that there's shame. We get stuck in our guilt. We maybe think we cannot get better. We get stuck in the fact that when we look out at the world, all we see is gloom and doom and depression and anger and sadness, and we get stuck, and that's where Satan wants us, and we don't move beyond that. But the reality is, we are called to move beyond it. We are made to move beyond it. We are given the glory of Jesus to move beyond that, to see something far greater than how we're supposed to live in this world, to see the grace of what it means that our citizenship is of, it means to be in heaven. And it all started the day that you were baptized. And this is our baptismal font right here. Just this past week, I was honored and blessed and humbled to do a wonderful new baptism here. And in baptism, as Lutherans, we know that God sweeps into our life through the water and the word by the power of His Spirit. And in the power of that Spirit, all of our sins, past, present, and future, they're wiped away. They're removed from us. In fact, Scripture says our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, and that goes on to infinity. And it says that Jesus and the Father remembers our sins no more. Remembers no more. That's hard for us to even grasp, because in our sinfulness, we can't just forget things and let it go. But God remembers them no more. It is possible with God. And in that very moment of baptism, the Holy Spirit regenerates our lives. And we know from St. Paul that we are buried in Christ's death and rise to newness of life. And as we rise up from that water, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And that new creation in Christ Jesus is that we are forever and eternally made child of God. That becomes our identity. That is who we are. It is at the core of everything we believe and live in this world. We are made children of the Heavenly Father, and by virtue of that, we are made citizens of His kingdom for all eternity by the grace, love, forgiveness of Jesus working in and through faith bestowed upon us in baptism and through word and sacrament. It is strengthened. So what does this mean to be citizens of heaven above? This is what it means. This world is going to hell in a handbasket. We've already established that the last couple weeks, right? It is. But even in the midst of this trial and tribulation, sickness and death, arguments, fighting, racism and hatred and bigotry and politicians, yeah, even in the midst of all of that, there is one thing that is for certain. Because we are citizens of heaven, because we are children of God, we are already brought above it and have a victory that this world cannot give. And even though through all of the dismay around us in our world, through our sickness and diseases and illness and COVID and financial struggles and unemployment concerns, worries about family and not getting to see family, and that list goes on and on and on, not to mention the regular diagnosis of cancer and other illnesses and financial troubles that were already there in this world, add to that a political year and everything else, and now all these hurricanes and storms hitting the country, in the midst of all of this suffering around us, being citizens of heaven means that our eyes are lifted above all the darkness and gloom to an eternal light that never stops shining in and on us, to the eternal light of the glory of Jesus, who says, I forgive you your sins and have made you child of God. To an eternal light that calls us, even in the midst of the darkness and chaos of this world, to have hope. Hope in knowing that whatever happens in this world is but a blip on the radar screen of eternity. But a blip on the radar screen of eternity that cannot change our eternal destiny and our eternal salvation, for we are citizens of heaven. No matter what happens in this world, we have a joy and a peace that we can have, that we need to tap into through word and in sacrament every day of our lives through the power of the Spirit that lifts us up and does fill us with a peace that passes understanding. We know because of that eternal light that in the chaos of this world, we have eternally the promise that all things work out for the good of those who love God. That means all things now, and even our death works out for our good, because our death is not an end, but an entrance and a gateway into the eternal kingdom of God, where we will experience the wholeness and pureness and eternal joy and perfection of His kingdom that has no end. But we experience that kingdom now. I need to ask God to open our eyes to see it in the smile of a baby, in the cry of a baby, that cry that says, I need love and attention, in the gift of baptism, in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, in the power of God's word, in holding the hand of someone we love, in the grass growing green and the flowers springing up, in the beautiful rustling leaves that are going to soon change color, in the celebration of pumpkin spice. Well, whatever, right? You know what I'm saying. God's kingdom breaks through into our lives every day. And the message of that kingdom is, no matter what happens to us in this world, we stand forgiven, loved, redeemed, and saved, and nothing will tear us apart from God, and we are the citizens of heaven now and forever. This world means nothing in light of eternity. This world means nothing but a place where we are called to simply love with the love of Jesus, walk with those who are hurt and in despair, build up those who are lowly and downtrodden, and rejoice in the forgiveness and salvation that Jesus has won for us in His death and resurrection. I know it's hard. It's hard in the midst of the struggles we go through. It's hard in the midst of depression and mental illness. It's hard in the chaos erupting around us. It's hard in the midst of natural disasters, hurricanes and floods and fires. It's hard when the doctor says you have cancer. It's hard when you look at your checkbook and wonder how you're going to buy food for your family tomorrow. It's hard with the anxieties and pressures and struggles in this world. It's hard to realize the fullness of what it means that we are citizens of heaven, God's child. And this is why it's so crucial that we rely on one another. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a wonderful Lutheran pastor and theologian, if you've never read him or looked him up, take time to do that, said that Christianity can only be experienced in community. Why is that? Because it's here that the citizenship of heaven has its fullest effect, as we bear one another's burdens to fulfill the love of Christ, as we lift each other up, as we take our hands and help our brothers and sisters to raise their chins up, to fix our eyes on Jesus, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, to set our eyes on Jesus, who has risen from the dead to give us eternal victory. It's here where we find people who will sit with us in silence and despair, who will pray with us, and who will love us no matter our faults and our weaknesses and our wrongdoings. We need each other more now than ever, because we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And though this world and Satan will try to take that joy away from us, when we have each other, Satan will lose. Because where God's people are gathered, two or three in His name, there is the victory eternal that Jesus gives us over sin, death, and the devil forever and ever. Amen.